From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Ukraine's prime minister survives a no-confidence vote. President Petro Poroshenko made a surprise request Tuesday for the resignation of Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. The request came in the face of what is perceived to be a government failure to fight corruption and overcome an economic crisis. A short time later, the government won a parliamentary no-confidence vote, despite heavy criticism from members in parliament. The action means the government will not have to call new elections, and Mr. Yatsenyuk will remain in office for the time being. Turkey is bracing for a possible new onslaught of Syrian refugees. Officials fear the fighting in northern Syria between Kurdish and government forces will cause civilians to flee, seeking safety. Kurdish militiamen have taken control of a strategic town that overlooks the junction of two main roads leading to Aleppo, and regime forces seized control of two villages overnight. Campaigning for Uganda's elections officially came to a close Tuesday. Elizabeth Pollitt has more.
Tensions and uncertainty were high after the arrest Monday of presidential candidate Kizza Besigye. Although Besigye was held for only a short period of time, his arrest sparked massive protests at Makerere University and in downtown Kampala. Police dispersed the crowds with tear gas and live ammunition, resulting in multiple injuries and one fatality. Besigye was allowed to campaign on the final day and given a police-sanctioned route away from President Yoweri Museveni's final rally at the city's airstrip. Elizabeth Polov, Kampala.
The Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit is focusing Tuesday on long-term peace, security, and prosperity for Southeast Asia. U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting the talks for a second day in California. This is VOA News. Four of the world's biggest oil-producing nations moved to freeze their production Tuesday. They are trying to stop the drop in the price of crude oil, which has resulted from a glut of petroleum on world markets. The agreement was reached by the oil ministers of Russia and three members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar, during closed-door meetings in Doha. The quartet said they would freeze output at January levels. Further talks involving Iran and Iraq are set for Tehran on Wednesday. Former United Nations Secretary General Boutros Ghali has died. He was 93. The Egyptian-born politician and diplomat served as the sixth Secretary General from 1992 to 1996. Senior European leaders are expressing their commitment to help Britain remain in the bloc. Before a two-day summit that opens Thursday, British Prime Minister David Cameron won a commitment from European Parliament President Martin Schulz that the legislative body will do its utmost to back any fair deal on the reforms being sought by Mr. Cameron. Bosnia-Herzegovina applied this week to join the European Union. Henry Bridgewell reports.
The chair of Bosnia-Herzegovina's presidency, Dragan Kovic, pledged Monday to work toward a future in the European Union. He said that 2016 would be a year of significant reforms for Bosnia and Herzegovina, adding that the government will not stop on this road because Bosnia wants to catch up with its neighbours. The EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, warmly welcomed Bosnia's application. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Prosecutors in Germany say human error was the cause of last week's fatal head-on train crash in Bavaria. They say they have opened a criminal investigation of the train dispatcher on duty at the time. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy was questioned Tuesday in connection with a financial scandal involving his unsuccessful re-election bid in 2012. Mr. Sarkozy appeared in a Paris courtroom Tuesday to face judges investigating allegations that his campaign managed to conceal unauthorized spending. The former president has denied any knowledge of an accounting scheme behind the scandal. Pope Francis said Mass for Mexican priests, nuns, and seminarians Tuesday in the state of Michoacán. Francis offered words of encouragement to Mexican clergy as they try to minister to a country racked by drug violence and corruption. He urged Mexico's clergy not to resign themselves to a society dominated by drug-fueled violence and corruption. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.